On the Edge with April Mahoney. This is the spot. This is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Brains, we need some insurance. We need some protection, okay, against all this background noise. So I have the perfect guest. Let me tell you what I read somewhere that insurance actually encumbers and embraces. It says, if you are in need of some safety, security, and protection, a practice or arrangement by which a company or government agency provides a guarantee of compensation for specified loss, damage, illness, death, in return for a payment, a premium. Now, if I were a betting woman, I'd put my money on Charity One Insurance and one of its founders, Claudine Ford. Ms. Ford is just above reproach. She's got an amazing story, an amazing journey, a great philosophy, and she's also going to share with us some team building because she has a great philosophy on that. She's kind of like Robin Hood, one for all and all for one. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce all of you to my dear friend Claudine Ford. Are you there, Claudine?
Yes, I am. And thank you, April, for that awesome introduction.
Oh, no, it does my heart well. It does my heart well. Please share with our brains. Now, let me see. I think I read this somewhere also. It says Charity One Insurance Agency is a licensed, bonded, and insured independent brokerage firm backed by more than 35-plus years of combined experience in the insurance industry. They specialize in providing insurance programs to nonprofit and social service organizations at a highly competitive premium. Remember, Brains, we just talked about the premium, okay?
Amen. Yes.
They represent the interests of their clients while simultaneously cultivating solid relationships with their partners and insurance companies. Now, you know what? That is a basket full of muffins, okay? You are doing the most over there.
Yes, we are.
So tell us a little bit about how you got started in insurance, and then I want to hear a little bit more about that philosophy because that's very wide-reaching, but it's a great niche market. So can you start with telling us your story?
Sure, absolutely. Actually, I've been in insurance from the time I graduated from high school and left college. I started off with Farmers Insurance Exchange on Wilshire in Los Angeles, California.
I know it well.
It was an awesome agency, and I stayed with them for 5 years, and which gave me the opportunity to learn all kind of things in the insurance business. I started off basically clerical, and pretty much 5 or 6 years later, left there as their system implementer. I got into computers and different things there, premium audit coordination, learning how to audit policies. I was a premium audit coordinator. And from the time I left there, and the insurance there was various insurance. They dealt with hospitals and all types of organizations. And it was interesting and fun, but I don't know that I loved insurance at that time. And from there, I went ahead and went on to a smaller brokerage firm that was an independent agency. And what they did was serviced in nonprofits and social service. And the clients that I met during that time were just simply amazing. And the things they were doing for the outreach of their communities just blew me away. And I knew then that I wanted to actually spend my life serving and servicing nonprofits and social service organizations.
Oh, wow. So how did you leapfrog into, building a strong multi-million dollar writing agency? Oops, did I let that slip?
Oh, yeah. Well, the way we did that is basically the smaller agency that I mentioned that I went to, which is independent and specialized. Many years ago, there were very few insurance brokers that had any idea of how to provide coverage for nonprofit and social service organizations. Insurance companies are about the law of large numbers. And with our nonprofit and social service community, they're very broad. And right. to understand each individual entity would take you would need to take a look at each entity on its own to
right.
determine the risk. And it was no broad way of determining the risk. So they essentially put them all in a high-risk category, which made nonprofits and social service organizations pay a lot more money than what they needed to because their
right.
risk was not nowhere near the way they were being insured. And a lot of them couldn't get started because they couldn't get the coverage because the coverage
right.
priced them out.
Right. And I can see if you paint it with a very broad stroke, I mean, you have people that are helping the disabled. You have them helping children. You have them, you know, hospitals. So there's a lot of liability there.
Yes. And sober living facilities and drug and alcohol facilities and rape crisis prevention centers. And
wow.
I mean, it's just endless to what people are doing in our society to help other people.
Right, right, right. So giving a voice to that, not only did you use this to embrace your community, but there's a lot of organizations that you also support through your nonprofit efforts and your business model. I want to jump to your business model because you shared a story with me one time about
mm-hmm.
all for one and one for all, and I really thought that it showed so much professional ethics. You know,
mm-hmm.
and responsibility and team building. Can you talk to us a little bit about how you build your team over there at Charity One? Because I know it's a love connection.
It is definitely a love connection. What we look for when we add people to our team is people that not only have the education and understand the insurance products, but equally have a passion for community, for people, so that our mission can be conveyed the way we begin the mission. So basically each candidate, each team member, our team members have been with us for a long time. And when they come there, they don't come there as insurance people. They come there as people that have pledged to help
right.
the community and nonprofits and social service organizations to further their mission, because we've watched people spend $10,000 and $20,000 and $30,000, $40,000 more in a year that they need to, and we all just pull our sleeves up and figure out the best way to provide them with the product that will protect their mission, and at the same time leave resources in there so that they can expand it.
Now, again, brushing with a very broad stroke. You cover all aspects. Is it be health care, the coverage of the vehicles, the liability, the total package they can get under one umbrella with your
agency? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
Some of our nonprofits, they are so successful that they've acquired from in one vehicle to 20 vehicles. And
wow.
some have buildings and where they have one facility, they have a fleet of cars, and others have several properties, and some have as many as 20 and 30 locations in which
wow.
the nonprofit own. So we are there to ensure that each one of their all of their vehicles or all of their facilities, and we also take care of their staff in terms of medical when that's a benefit that's offered by the nonprofit or the social service. We take care of their bonding needs, anything that they need. And not only that, we offer risk management. We don't just sell our clients insurance. We're there. We're partner to our clients. So
right.
we teach them how to establish different protocols and different risk management solutions to prevent from being sued so that we
right.
can keep their rates at a reasonable level.
Well, you are putting the work in. And, you know, it's again, a very niche market. I commend
it is a niche market
a million times because it is really a need out there. People don't know how to get it. And I work with nonprofits all the time, and I always tell them that you have to cover yourself. Nonprofit
yes.
don't mean no money. It could mean a lot more liability. You got to answer to
exactly
the shareholders.
Right.
You got to answer to the, you know, the donors. You got to answer to the recipients. You got to respond to the IRS, and you got to protect yourself. So it's not for, you know, chumps, okay?
No.
Really. I want to switch reels. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, baby.
Well, a lot of nonprofits and a lot of new founders that start organizations these days, they start it and they feel that is their organization and that they own it. And then they fail to structure it properly. But you're absolutely right. It's a business, and it needs to be conducted as a business. And it's not owned by any one person. A nonprofit is run by its board of directors, and anybody that founds one is simply that, just the founder. So they cannot do anything they would like to do with it.
Right, right. It's a lot of liability. Can you share with us one piece of advice that you would offer someone if they were looking to maybe go into a career towards insurance or brokerage?
Well, insurance is vast, as you said, very broad. So I would say find your passion. If it's airplanes you love, there's insurance agencies and brokerages that insure aviation. It could be yachts, it could be boats, whatever your passion is, there's a place, there's an industry within insurance for you to fit in. The thing I say don't do is try to just be a general person, try to be everything for everybody. Charity One would never consider insuring a plane or an aircraft
or entertainer's legs.
Exactly. Well, we might consider entertainer's legs. No, but
depends on who they are. I know what you mean.
Yeah, but okay. Right. But
can you leave a nugget of wisdom in our brains? You know, a great piece of advice. Just, it doesn't have to be anything in regards to insurance. Maybe a life lesson that you've learned. But I always like to implant a seed, you know, from a powerful tree, from a rooted tree. And please, give us a piece of wisdom to take with us.
Live your passion. Spend each day doing what matters to you and what makes a difference to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, on that note, we want to be sure that our brains can get in contact with Charity One Insurance. Claudine Ford, could you please give us some information on how we can get the information out to the public, especially to nonprofit and social service organizations looking for insurance? How do they get in contact with you?
Well, we're located in Azusa, California, which is San Gabriel Valley, and the name of the agency is Charity One Insurance Agency Incorporated. We've been in business for 13 years, and we insure over thousands of nonprofits. So we have the expertise and the knowledge to direct you, and we can be reached at 626-815-1550. And my name is Claudine Ford, and anybody on our team is equipped to handle any questions that anybody have. And it's no cost. Just call us, and we're willing to steer you in the directions of your needs. Even if it's just you need to know how to do something, just give us a call, and we'll make sure we point you in the right direction.
All right. Well, Brains, I want to share a little something with you. I love Claudine deeply and completely, and we have a long history. I admire this woman. She is a woman of integrity, and I am so proud to call her my friend. Thank you so much for coming on The Edge. I appreciate you.
And same to you, April.
You know, life, Brains, in itself is a gamble. But why take unnecessary risk? Don't take a chance with your business, your life, your family, your future, Brains. Get some coverage, the coverage that is needed to offset that liability with a company that you can trust. All right? You can find me on the World Wide Web. April Mahoney is on The Edge. For Blog Talk Radio, A Good Person Productions on Facebook and on the World Wide Web at agoodperson.biz. That's agoodperson.biz. But until I talk to you again and get back in your cranium, thank you, Claudine, for coming on the show. Will you keep us updated on what's going on? Any activities? Just give a shout-out, and you know that the airway is always open to you, okay?
Okay, and thank you for the invitation, April. It was my pleasure to speak to you and your audience today.
All right. Bye-bye, precious.
Bye-bye.